1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Trash and debris strewn about Paris after widespread demonstrations across France. Protests over French President Emmanuel Macron pushing through legislation Thursday without a parliamentary vote to raise the retirement age for most workers from 64 to 62. ABC's Inés de la Cotera is in Paris.
Here in Paris last night, we saw protesters lighting fires in the heart of the city for the second day in a row, and some even clashing with police officers. This comes as French President Emmanuel Macron has been trying to reform pensions. He's trying to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64.
Former President Trump claiming in a post on his social media platform that he will be arrested on Tuesday related to the Manhattan DA's investigation into hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. ABC News has not verified the claims. Manhattan DA has no comment. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin for war crimes. This is ABC News. Bat, raccoon, human. That's the path taken by COVID-19 in late 2019 in Wuhan, China, according to researchers who analyzed samples posted to an international database by the Chinese CDC. Those samples, swabs from the Hunan wet market in Wuhan, were originally posted late last month and have since been taken down. The evidence is not definitive. Someone at the market could have been infected and left traces in a dog stall. Mexico's president says more hugs, less drugs. ABC's Chuck Siebertson.
He's denied that fentanyl is made in his country, despite facts to the contrary from U.S. law enforcers and other experts. He says fentanyl is America's problem. And Friday, Mexican President López Obrador said family values have broken down in the U.S. because parents don't let their children live at home long enough and because kids don't get enough hugs. U.S. drug law enforcers and other officials say cooperation with Mexico on the drug war is at a new low.
That's ABC's Chuck Siebertson. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rose says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes, because it's Monday morning with snow, baby. What's up, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. It's Monday, and Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. I've been doing some thinking.
Uh-oh. Lord Jesus, it's Monday morning. You know, last Monday was heavy Monday. What is it today?
So I'm thinking, let's see. We're coming up with the draft.
I think you got an Aaron Rodgers fetish.
Okay. We're coming up with the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up with the trade deadlines and those kind of things, right?
All that stuff.
I was thinking, man, maybe I ought to trade you in for Aaron Rodgers.
Trade me in?
Yeah.
No. No.
Hey, man, no. Everybody else is, you know, Rodgers. Everybody talking about Rodgers,
no,
man.
Earl, that'd be the biggest mistake in your life.
Hey, man.
Biggest mistake in your life,
Earl.
Let's see if
Aaron Rodgers is ready to do this.
Oh, he ready. All them quarterbacks are always ready. They get all, like, look at, what's old boy named Tom Brady?
Yeah,
he fell off the football field and got millions.
Man, what are you talking about, man?
To run his mouth.
He's going to be getting paid more money
than
all the rest of them cats almost combined.
Man, $340 million. What's the other dude name used to play for Dallas?
Oh, man, he was
walking around with sketches on.
Yeah, and he was horrible.
He from Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
There he is.
Yeah, man. Hey, and terrible, man.
Look like somebody done bumped his head four times, and he got millions.
Yeah, they made him.
Tony Romo.
They paid him a lot of money. Let me ask you, man. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. The whole world is talking about Aaron Rodgers.
The whole world?
Well.
I wouldn't say the whole world.
A whole lot of people.
A lot of people turn the TV off.
Hey, it's a lot more people talking about Aaron Rodgers than Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But Aaron Rodgers is just telling people, again, just relax. The people don't want to relax, man. You tried that. You got away with that, you know, when,
I told you, is there an offensive tackle talking like this? Is there a wide receiver talking like that? Is there a coach talking like he does? No. Because you want to know why? Quarterbacks rule the world.
He might
ride past it right now and tell you to shut up, Earl. Shut up, Earl.
Well, I can understand if it's Lamar Jackson.
What's the difference? Lamar Jackson ain't got three MVPs.
He's 27 years old.
Do Lamar Jackson got three MVPs?
No, hey.
Do he got a Super Bowl yet? Lamar got a Super Bowl yet?
The point is.
Okay.
The point is he's 27 years
old.
That
ain't got nothing to do with it.
He got the future ahead of him.
That ain't got nothing to do with
it. There's a 40-year-old man, Gilbert. 40.
And can put the ball between a needle thread if he have to. Steal. Or we wouldn't be talking about him.
Okay. So phone lines are open at 844-967.
Please help me because Earl don't know what he's talking about. 2789. Lord
what
Jesus.
What is the phone number? 844-967-2789.
CTE.
Is it time?
There it is.
I'm just saying, man, is it time? Is it time?
What is it time for what?
Should Aaron Rodgers go or should he stay? When you listen
to that is not your decision.
No, I mean, but the fans.
The fans, yes. They can say what they want to say. They can jump off that building and say, if Aaron Rodgers don't tell me I'm jumping off. No, it don't matter what you say or do. He has the keys to the car.
It does matter what Mike Murphy
and those folks say. Mike Murphy in the front office, which sometimes they don't make all the right decisions either.
Well, I didn't say he make the right decisions, Mike.
Because you know what's pissing the person off the most?
What?
All these guys restructuring their contracts. Because they restructuring their contracts in the way because they thinking Aaron Rodgers is coming back. We got to make room so we can keep him and they can go out and get players.
So let me ask you. So do you think those players would be restructuring their contracts otherwise?
If Aaron Rodgers, if he told them they was leaving, no, pay me.
Well, I thought you said that they don't lose any money in the restructured deal.
They do, they don't, and then they do. They push it all the way back to the end. Anything can happen to you at the end. You see what I'm saying? They push all that big money to the end, okay? You're not guaranteed that you're going to finish out these 4 years.
So when you sign a contract.
Man, when you sign a contract, if we was in the NBA, you guaranteed. If you was in baseball, you guaranteed. But we play football, the most violent sport in the world. We can't guarantee you that money, sir.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who your agent is.
No. Agent ain't doing nothing but mopping the floor.
But the bottom line, Gilbert, then, is when they say you just signed a contract for $35 million, that's
don't
why
you ain't going to get
is
it.
Is that why you guys asked for a bigger signing bonus up front?
Yes, the bigger you sign, because that's guaranteed money. That's the only guaranteed money you guys are signing bonus, period. Incentives. You got to sign. You got to do a gang of incentives so you can get some money, Earl. They're not going to give you that money because you can fall out. You can go out and break your ankle, do whatever, or trip and fall on the field like some of these players do, and they out for 6 weeks.
So all of this negotiations, even you were a star player, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were a star player.
I was a five-star.
Okay, you
don't say two. Don't say one. I was a five-star.
You were
I was a wrecker. I was a.
So let me.
I was a man among men, beating on me.
So we talking past tense was.
Oh, I'll show you early if you want me to. I'll show you. I still got it.
My hair used to be black. Right?
Yeah, it used to be black. Hey,
and these used to be muscles.
But it's about to get whiter if you keep talking.
And these used to be muscles.
Yeah, right.
But all of that time, Gilbert, as a star player,
mm-hmm.
you were never comfortable from the standpoint?
No, you can't. Earl, let me break it down for you. You can never be comfortable playing in the NFL. Let me tell you why. We got people. Some people think we go to work and just show up for a game. No, when you go over there at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, sometimes some of the guys come in at 6 or 6:30 in the morning, and you don't get out of there to 5, 6 o'clock at night. That's every day. Your day off is on Tuesday. Okay, you get a Tuesday. But it's not really your day off because guess what the team is doing?
Meeting.
While you are off on your day off, they bringing in a guy that plays your position. And if he is anywhere near as good as you but cheaper, they going to get him. So what you got to do, Earl, even on your day off, you better go over there and show your face. You better go over there and get in the weight room. You better go over there and put some time in the clock so they see you doing what you have to do. And some guys be like, oh, I ain't going in on Tuesday. My day off, man. Or nah, I need to spend time with my wife and all that. Nah, man, you better get your butt in there.
So the commitment, the time commitment.
It ain't the time commitment, Earl. They always looking for to replace you, period. They don't care. The only person that's safe is Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. That's the only people that's safe.
So listen, man, I just do think, man, that people are tired of it. They tired of Aaron Rodgers.
I don't care. You can be tired. What you going to do about it? Nothing. Sit there and be tired. That's all you can do, because at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is driving the car, period. He going to either get out the car and move on, or he going to stay in the car and keep driving. You can't do nothing but be mad.
Yeah, well,
because he's quarterback.
I got that, man.
I've been dealing with this all my life.
Yeah, but they got another quarterback behind them, Jordan Love.
Who? Who'd you say?
Hey, well, that's not what Mike Murphy said. Mike Murphy is saying, hey, he's ready now.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's all tough talk, man. You better shut up. That's all tough talk, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I got confidence in Jordan Love. I like Jordan Love. But if you got the chance to keep a three-time MVP Super Bowl champion.
That's
got to
end sometime.
Yeah, it's got to end, because I know Jordan Love sitting there like, man, I ain't going to sit around for two more years and wait on this boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, Aaron Rodgers got the keys to the car, and if he want to drive it for two more years, he going to drive it for two more years.
Okay, so to take it from the perspective of Barack Obama, when he became president, he talked about the Republicans driving the car into the ditch. What you want Aaron Rodgers to drive the car into the ditch? Because he at the point, man, where...
You know what? He going to drive it in the ditch? Who going to stop him?
Hey, man.
Who going to stop him? I'm just trying to give you facts. I'm giving you facts, Earl.
So your thing is the Packers
fans... If he was a tackle, a receiver, or whatever, shut up, boy, and get in that corner until we call you out. He Aaron Rodgers. Sir, we're gonna work with you, sir.
That may be that way here in Green Bay. But stuff I've been reading about what the media in New York, if they get a hold to him, he ain't going to get away with that. Yeah, because they're going to completely restructure.
Oh, yeah, it's a different market. It's a different market. But see what? Here's the thing, though. Once he leave Green Bay, all that mystique is gone. You know, it's a different market in Green Bay.
Right.
It's a different market. When he get out there to New York, they're going to eat him alive. All that pretty boy stuff.
Yeah.
And get your head. Oh. That's all over.
We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Somebody please call me.
844-967-2789 is the phone number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with the grave digger. And you will be right back. So what comes?
The ACO.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. Doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
I wanna know, was this love for real? Or could it be lust that I feel? You got it going on and on, like a wheel, fly sex appeal.
There he go.
Smell sweet dress to
the hell
you
stuff.
Got me open like a token. Hot
just listen to him.
Bubble bath, laugh, joking, candlelight, talking about how you the X-Men fight.
Uh-huh.
Sight, be saying white.
They say
seafood dishes, wine cooler, champagne wishes.
Waterbed hair. That's the CD right there, Earl. Waterbed hair.
Waterbed what?
Waterbed ham.
Waterbed
ham.
Ham.
Like short for heavy.
Oh.
Come on, man. Come on. I'm tired of carrying you, Earl. Come on.
All right,
come
on. Back to the
Lord Jesus. You ain't.
Always,
you cannot be that
you
old.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. At least I've heard of Heavy D.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have.
You know.
Yes, you have.
And I couldn't tell if that was Heavy D or if that was another boy from New York.
Biggie,
yeah.
Their flows are so different.
Yeah. Okay.
Their flows are so different.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Why are you talking about flows, man?
Guess what?
What?
I was watching XFL yesterday. Somebody
really?
You don't really like watching that.
I was so.
And guess who was on?
Playing?
Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Brett Huntley.
Really?
Yes. Looked pretty good yesterday. And his offensive coordinator, who was in Green Bay, Ray Sherman.
You know, man.
So why you sitting up here dissing on the XFL, which their head coach was Hall of Famer Rod Woodson?
So they're not on
ESPN.
Oh, ESPN.
See what I'm saying?
Well, I got to figure out, man, because I think I got about 30 ESPN channels. So
Earl, I get to your question. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Let me just give people trivia,
but go ahead.
Hey, but so Gilbert, so here we are. This is really tough time right now for guys in the NFL, those who rookies.
Yeah.
And also guys who.
Yeah.
Really, they're nervous, right?
Players. That's what I'm saying, Earl. You have to be able to hold on to your job in the NFL. That's why they say it's not for long. You got to always put in the work.
Oh, so NFL stands for not for long.
That's what we say, yeah. Not for long. Not for long. You got to be a bad man to play 10 years. I played 10.
Yeah, I was telling you, I've been reading some stuff about you, man. You were a pretty bad boy.
You're just not figuring that out,
well,
right?
I mean, I saw you.
You saw me. You saw me.
I watched all the games.
You know what? Before you say something, the greatest compliment for me coming from somebody was when the offensive coordinator would come down from other teams and come and say, Gilbert, we had to change our whole blocking scheme because of you. That is an honor.
Let me ask you, man. You got little hands. My hands are almost as big as yours.
No, no. Let me slap you upside your head and you see, and you see how little these hands are.
I mean, for a cat your size and one of the toughest players in the history of the NFL, I would think you have some mammoth hands.
No, it ain't about what you got. It's about how much heart you got, Earl.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell the people what you want to tell them about why I am the toughest man in one of these.
Well, you know, I've been reading some stuff, man. All they got to do is Google toughest players in NFL history. And your name comes up in many different areas.
Okay.
And I was kind of surprised. I wasn't going to say I was surprised because you're a little bit bigger then than you are now.
I was a lot bigger than I was. Yeah. I was two boxcars together. Thank God I ain't like that now.
And so you were what they call just a stopper. You were a stuffer, right?
A run stopper.
Yeah. I mean, what you would do is clog up everything.
Yeah. That's why I only had 7 sacks, Earl. My job was to stop the run. They brought people in to stop the quarterback.
Right.
My job was to push the rabbit out of the hole. So the quarterback was the rabbit. I got to put pressure to get him out of the hole.
And you had to be tough.
Yes.
So let me ask you, with all the different nose tackles that you know of historically, and I'm sure you studied many of them.
Yes, I have.
Who would you say historically was the toughest nose tackle?
Oh, man. I'm going to say me. No.
Next.
No, I'm going to say it's been so many. Joe Klecko. Mean Joe Green, you know, but here's the thing. I am a true nose tackle.
Right, those guys.
You know, they're defensive tackles, three techniques, you know. I'm a true nose tackle that play the zero shade to the one shade, to the one. They're right there next to the center. No one plays a true nose tackle anymore. You see what I'm saying? Because you'll get your tail beat because you get exposed. You get exposed, yes, if you're down there. And I was a true nose tackle. And that's probably why, you know, I would probably never make it to the Hall of Fame. Because I was a true nose tackle that did his job, which was to keep the guard. I'm an offensive lineman playing defense.
So Perry, the refrigerator, was a nose guy.
He was a defensive tackle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He went from 2 to 3 to, you know, he played nose some too. Yeah, yeah. But I was true.
You know, Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, we got a treat for you guys.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Is that after the break? Yeah.
It's after the break.
Yeah, we got a treat for you guys coming up. After the break, and
I kept his face pretty.
Yeah, well, he's all right.
He pretty.
He all right, man.
I kept his face.
When my hair is black,
Earl, you need to fall in. You need to fall in a box full of dark and lovely.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Please call somebody.
Should we let him know who? Let the people know who's going to be joining us maybe after the break.
Not Coon!
Yeah. Dr. George Coon, linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, will
be
joining us. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Hey, man.
Bringing some sanity.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Trash and debris strewn about Paris after widespread demonstrations across France. Protests over French President Emmanuel Macron pushing through legislation Thursday without a parliamentary vote to raise the retirement age for most workers from 64 to 62. ABC's Inés de la Cotera is in Paris.
Here in Paris last night, we saw protesters lighting fires in the heart of the city for the second day in a row, and some even clashing with police officers. This comes as French President Emmanuel Macron has been trying to reform pensions. He's trying to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64.
Former President Trump claiming in a post on his social media platform that he will be arrested on Tuesday related to the Manhattan DA's investigation into hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. ABC News has not verified the claims. Manhattan DA has no comment. The International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin for war crimes. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Illinois is cashing in on Wisconsinites' need for weed. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation estimates the state made over $36 million in tax revenue last year from Wisconsinites traveling across the border to buy pot. Governor Evers is proposing fully legalizing marijuana in his state budget, but state Republicans say that's not going to happen. The name of Father John Coulinan, who served at St. Paul's Church in Mosinee and St. Mary's in Wausau, has been added to the list of credibly accused priests within the La Crosse Diocese. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting Coulinan has multiple substantiated allegations of abuse. He died in 1974. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call launched the investigation into clergy abuse in April of 2021 and since has generated about 250 reports from across the state. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Listen to the flow. This is totally different. Well, you hear what he said? My Detroit players. Come on. Come on. Let it breathe, real, before you say something. Let it breathe. Come on.
Hey, Gilbert, I wonder if when you get to be 70 years old.
I'm going to still pop. Because let me tell you, Earl, I'll be driving a 64 Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors, all the windows down, a Dobber, and a Stogie at the red light. And guess what I'm be playing? Biggie.
Hey, man. Woo! Listen, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on Earl Ingram Show. As
y'all
always,
better wake up.
You
it's
can
Monday.
Join us at 844-967-2789. And I guess you got a special guest.
Yes. Yes, let me bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, he is not only a doctor, he is not only a Green Bay Packer legend, but he is a friend, and I love this man to death. Give it up for Dr. George Cooney.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning all over.
Good morning to you, Dr. Coons. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on the airways, man. How many years did you play for the Packers? Five?
I was in Green Bay for 1 year in Seattle.
Wow, 8 years in Green Bay. Let me ask you.
I was in Green Bay.
Go ahead.
I was in Green Bay in 92. I was there when Gilbert walked into the locker room. I was Reggie White was sitting in his locker, soon to be his locker, back in probably maybe first week of maybe September 1st, September 2nd, 3rd of 1993. Me and Reggie White was having a conversation about him, that he was coming on board. And he was walking through the door at the time we was talking. So Gil and I go back over 30 years.
Did you get drafted by the Packers?
No, I come out of the NFL Europe.
Oh,
I did not get drafted by the Packers. I was with the NFL Europe. I was with the Ohio Glory, and I was like the defensive player of the year. They came and plucked me up and gave me a chance up in Green Bay, and the rest is history.
For those of us who don't know, man, what was it like to walk into Lambeau Field, man, and does that still impact you today?
Well, it was a dream come true on so many levels. You know, to have a dream at 9 years old to play at the highest level, to play in the National Football League. You know, as a child, you look at the small things. The reason why I wanted to go into the NFL, because I was watching Monday Night Football one time, and I saw the two announcers. I think it was Howard Cosell.
And
I was looking at the backdrop, and they had a lot of tall buildings and hotels, and I thought it would be cool if I played in the NFL, that I would get a chance to stay in one of those hotels the night before the game. So things like that kind of it brings it back that it's just a game when you're just a kid with aspirations and dreams. And I had a lot of people pouring a lot into me to give that opportunity to one day walk into Lambeau, walk into the locker room, and not only just walk in, but go in and be a fixture, be a leader. Mm-hmm. Go take everything that I learned from Eastern North Carolina growing up and make an impact in that locker room in Green Bay. Because you talk to Gilbert, and we hear a lot of big names about the players on that team. you get Gilbert off mic and ask him, who was leading that team? who was the leader of that team?
The real leader.
And he'll tell you. And I don't have to brag about it or talk about it.
Oh, I thought
it's
so.
It's fact.
But he told me Brett Favre. I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to say that.
George, no.
Oh, okay.
Listen. I want to say this, man. George Coons is a legend. That is a crying shame that he is not a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. Crying shame. The man put the work in. He put the time in. He put the knowledge in. I was so fortunate as a young guy that they, you know, they sit you in by groups. You know, defensive line over
right
here. You know, it's just by so you guys can do whatever.
Right.
I did not sit with the defensive linemen. For some reason, I think it was because they didn't think I was going to be that long. I don't know. But they put me right at the break. I was right next to George Koontz and all the linebackers to the right. I was right next to Leroy Butler and all the DBs to the left. So I'm sitting there between those two guys with all this knowledge that they have. I thank God every day that they set me next to George Koontz and Leroy Butler. And George Koontz, I love you, brother, and there is no reason. We should start a campaign that you should be a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, because you didn't do it by running your mouth, George. You did it by play on the field. So I love you, brother, and you're a hell of a player, man.
You know, George, you were kind of a big linebacker, right? I mean, your height, what are you, about 6'2"?
Yep, 6'2".
What did you go, about 230, back in your playing days?
I was 245 at the time. All the pictures were if I had some bungalows or something like that.
But he ran like a deer, Earl. He ran like a deer.
He was a runaway truck, huh?
Hey, Bay. Now, check this out now. We like to rap and everything now. Earl, if you was watching us on YouTube or wherever we on, man, he looked like he fell into a bowl of flour. But he gonna sit up here. George, you look good, man. You ain't got all this gray hair all over the place. I don't. Tell this dude why we got good genes. Tell him. Please tell him, George.
Well, number one, you ain't.
Hey, don't interrupt George while he's talking. Tell him, George.
Well, first of all, it's that water from West Virginia
that is Gilbert. That is.
Yep. And then that water from Eastern North Carolina. I come out of a community that's over 300 years old. We just celebrated the black community I came out of, 310 mm-hmm. years old. Talk to me, Earl. Talk to me.
Well, one of the things, George, that both Talk you and Gilbert, the evil consequences of time will give you gray hair. You guys, a couple of young whippersnappers. Mm-hmm. When you come out of
a community that's over 310 years old, and we talking about going back into the 1700s, we talking about some excellent genes.
I'm not saying that you don't have some good genes. I've seen you, but you know.
Hey,
when you get
Earl,
a few years,
Earl,
let me put it this way.
Earl, don't stop defending yourself.
No, let me.
Why don't you ask him the question that you ask me every Monday morning before we do anything? Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Let me ask you, George.
Because I'm tired
now,
of asking
because
this question.
All, everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers. One man. Now, you had Brett Favre, and so... Right. You know, and I remember those days with Brett Favre, but Brett Favre wasn't as arrogant and cocky.
No.
Or was he? As Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Give him the skinny, George. Give him the skinny.
Okay. That's what you want to go with, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I was on the outside looking in.
But you're speaking like you just put it out there like you was there.
No, I was not there. I'll retract that.
But you just said that he wasn't. You just said he was not as arrogant as Brett Favre. So that tells me that you must know.
Well, when the doctor corrects me, I understand the pecking order. So, Doc, I will withdraw that. Was Aaron Rodgers? I mean, was Brett Favre as cocky a guy as Aaron Rodgers? I'll put it in the form of a question. Is that acceptable, Doc?
That's acceptable. But I think there's different. Have you ever heard of where I grew up? We used to have Wonder Shade.
Yeah, we had Wonder Shade. Right.
Could you dress it up a little different? I don't know if you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
All right, then you can take it from there.
So let me
ask. Same thing, but just dressed up different.
Okay, so I mean, I understand this. Aaron Rodgers is a lot more cerebral than Brett Favre was.
And I'll give you that.
It's safe to say that. Okay, and he's a
two totally different guys.
Man. And he's a master of communication.
But they learned from. It's like this: they're two totally different guys because Brett will run the ball. Aaron will stop at the line and throw the ball. His throws are different. They're just two different players. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he's a quarterback. A quarterback gets whatever they want.
Yes, sir.
Can I give you my take real quick?
Yes, sir.
It really doesn't have nothing to do with Aaron or Brett. The missing piece with both of them is Reggie White. And you probably said, well, how did Reggie get into this conversation?
To be
a quarterback in the National Football League, that's a lot of responsibility. You're the face of the organization. You're probably the highest paid player on the team, right?
Right.
They want you to be the spokesperson. So there's a lot of weight on you. And then they want you to go out there and perform and put up the points, get the W's and all of that. See, Brett Favre didn't have to really be Brett Favre at that time because he had Reggie White taking all that heat, taking all that leadership from him so he could go out there and do what he wanted to do. And that was have fun and throw that football around. And we had a chance to experience and see that. Okay. So now Reggie and Brett Favre was together. Brett was in Green Bay for a total of 16. Him and Reggie was together for 6. Those 6 years, they went to 2 Super Bowls. After our late Reggie White passed on, Brett was in Green Bay for a total of a decade. Never went back. Never went back to the Super Bowl. So you said, okay, now how does Aaron Rodgers fit into it? Same thing. Money, which is great. Leadership. You got to play. You got to go out there and have fun. And you got to lead. Who was there to help him? In the beginning, it was kind of hit and miss. Then the Packers made a move and went and got a guy by the name of Charles Woodson. Took that pressure off of him. Let him play. Charles was the leader.
So, Doc, I got to get you to hang on, man. We got to go to a break because,
See how he slow walked that then that connection. Oh,
yeah, but I got some stuff I want to ask him on the other side.
Wait, beautiful. But
I'm going to help him with the grave digger and the great Dr. George Kuntz is on the line. 844-967-2789. Hey, we'll be right back.
Talk to me, babe.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
UKRadio.com.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah.
You want me to rap this verse for you?
Boom. Boom. Heavy, boom. Y'all. Boom. And now, once boom. Again.
You hear that flow? You hear that different flow from Biggie?
Well, you know, I'm listening to the music.
You hear a different flow from Biggie. That's all I need for you to say. Well, yes, I do. You cannot confuse the two. George, can you hear me?
I hear you.
He trying to tell me he couldn't tell the difference between Biggie and Heavy.
Well, I remember the song in the background that they sampled from.
They sampled. There you go.
Yeah.
There
so, okay. I get
okay. Okay. You wait for somebody else to sing.
So, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, and none other than the great George, Dr. George Kuntz. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Dr. Kuntz, man, you were talking about the importance of leadership and on a football field. And people would probably think, those of us who, you know, didn't have that opportunity, we would think that all the guys on the field had leadership or they wouldn't be there. Mm. I mean, they were stars on their prospective teams, leaders on their prospective teams. Mm. And you would not think that they would need to have the guys like Woodson and Reggie White. But according to you, yeah, it does matter.
It's vital. That may be the most important ingredient. You're not going to win no championship just with talent. You got to have leadership and different levels of leadership. There's a hierarchy within that organization, in any organization, for that matter.
So
and,
let me.
And guys have to know where they plug in at.
So let me ask you: when you got a guy
Let me tell you this: if the people in Wisconsin knew the importance of Reggie White, they'd be snatching down names off libraries and schools and putting his name up and down Highway 41 and 43 constantly. They don't know what that man. Reggie White, man.
Well, you know, the essence of who he was, and I'm going back to Philadelphia, and what he did for people and communities, and even what he was attempting to do in Green Bay and Milwaukee. He was a spiritual
and
man.
When you sue the NFL and win,
yeah, he kinda,
that tells you.
That's how free agency
and
came
and
into
his
it.
His wife. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I mean, I'm thinking that's how free agency came into existence. It's like Curt Flood did in baseball.
Who?
Curt Flood.
What? Baseball?
Yeah. Well, anyway, but George, is it time to move on from Rodgers?
Ooh.
Is it time to move on?
Yeah.
Well, I think he still has the ability.
I've been trying to tell Roger.
I know, but you said you think he still has the ability, but
George, we've been fussing about this. He trying to say he 40 years old and can't throw.
I didn't say he can't throw.
Can't throw like he used to. That's what you said.
Well, you know, can't he used play to be like able to move around.
And you say, I ain't never seen him move around like you say he moved around. I see him run up to that line and throw the ball.
I used to see Rodgers break away for 20-yard runs.
You did?
Critical junctures. We don't see him doing that anymore. He's 40 years old.
We're sorry, George, for cutting you off. Go ahead.
All right, okay. Go ahead. George, Doc?
Well, I can the man play without a doubt? I think there's other things at play outside of the football field. And hopefully they'll get that worked out.
Do you think he's going to remain in Green Bay? See that pause. Right.
Now, I don't know about that. Because if I've been asked this question 2 or 3 years ago, without a doubt. But I think now it's I think a lot of things has happened over the last 2-3 years. Yeah. I can see if they both decide to move on. And Earl, you know, sports is a young man's game. If you think about it.
Yeah.
George, tell him.
You try to hold on. You want to play 20, 30 years, but it is truly a young man's game.
George, check this out. I've been trying to tell Earl, you know, because sometimes the athlete gets a bad rap because the upstairs, that's why I never hardly ever go upstairs at 1265. But upstairs is going to make that look good, and sometimes the athlete look bad. And they got the power to do that. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that because we love the Green Bay Packers. We love the car. If the Green Bay Packers was a car, we love that car. But the person that's driving that car may have or make animosity between downstairs and upstairs. Can't you explain that? Am I telling it kind of the way it's supposed to be told, George?
I would agree with that. It is a very interesting balance.
Yeah.
You know, with the player and the front office and the media. Coming into the NFL, one of the things that really shocked me, it wasn't that I could compete or play at that level once I got into the locker room and got onto the practice field. It was the other things I had to try to figure out and balance and understand. And that was the coaching, the politics. Mm-hmm. You know, you got politics and family. You got politics in the organization. You got a lot of things you have to balance, just like at Chevrolet or Ford, or at the radio station,
or at Marion University, or at Marion University,
or at the university. Right? It's not just you just going out there and being a quarterback. There's a lot of things going on.
You know, Doc, I hate to leave it there, you and the Gravedigger, but, man, the clock on the wall.
It always goes fast.
Yeah, man, we got to do something about that, man.
Yeah.
Can we bring him back sometime in the future, man?
George always come back. Teammates never say no to teammates.
All right, listen, man, we got to run. Thank you very much, Dr. Coons. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Gravedigger. We'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What you want to tell him, Gilbert?
All right. And Gilbert, keep rocking that biggie, Gilbert. Keep rocking that biggie.
Hi. Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Dave Packer.